I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, it is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And oh my goodness, I'm so unreasonably excited for the show tonight because, man, all over the place, and it's going to be a real good time. First, look. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's just you and me talking, all right? You're going to have to sit through a little Jesse Was Right segment right off the top, all right? Then don't worry, I'm not going to be that obnoxious about it, all right? I'm going to try, in the interest of Memorial Day weekend, which we're all heading into, I am going to try my hardest to be humble about the fact that I called another one. So the Oracle will be very humble in just a moment. Before we get to that, let me tell you what else we have on tap. Just a couple little things. The normies, they're out there saying things like, how did I not see this happening? Let's talk about that because we all awaken at our own pace. Why didn't you see? Why didn't I see this stuff happening, this communist takeover? Why didn't we see it coming earlier? Forcing your kids to do things like playing musical instruments. We'll talk about the elites. What's their plan to protect themselves if they keep filling up the country with illegals? Got some 30-year-old dime doesn't know how to meet dudes. How did the American South, why did it take them so long to recover after the Civil War? All that, where I would move if America collapsed. And, oh, I'm going to get into this ATF stuff. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, you know I have to do it. I'm obligated to do it. Before I get obnoxious, let me again remind you, on Monday, I know everyone's off, I know everyone's gone, and I know virtually every radio show in the country, TV show, they'll be off, there'll be guest hosts and whatnot. We will be here, and we will be here live. It's Memorial Day. I'm actually taking the entire week off next week. I'm going on vacation, but not on Memorial Day. We have always and we'll always do a Memorial Day show unless, you know, some act of God happens or I get sick or something like that. And it will not be political. It will be 3 hours of honoring the fallen. And on that note, let me add this like I do every single year. Consider this a gentle reminder in the most gentle way I can possibly present things. Memorial Day is not Veterans Day. It's not even First Responder Day. It's not that. I understand the desire, the heart to be polite and to honor, you know, everybody who serves in the military, cops and firefighters. And I understand your heart is in the right place when you say things like, hey, Jesse, I know Monday is Memorial Day. To thank you for your service. I have Veterans Day. Memorial Day is sacred. It is a day exclusively for those who gave their lives in combat and the families they leave behind. It is not my day. I lived. There's nobody alive outside of a family member of someone who died who you can properly thank on Memorial Day. That doesn't mean you have to sit around crying all day. Have fun. Enjoy your hot dogs. The fallen would want you to do so. Please, I'm asking everybody, do not water down Memorial Day with your politeness. I just want to wish everyone a happy Memorial Day and honor the fallen and to our veterans and the cops and firefighters and everybody, the first responders and teachers. And I want to thank my plumber too. No. The fallen they deserve so much more than a day, right? I think about it all the time. Guys I knew, you know, guys I never knew. And I think about everything they gave up to fight for this country. They gave up, honestly, if you want to talk about survivor's guilt, to be honest with you, I have it. I'm 42 years old. I have a wife, two kids. I have a job. I have a car that runs. My tires are a little bald, I admit that, but whatever. And, you know, you never know what life's going to bring, but probably have grandkids one day. Lord willing, I'll be bouncing them on my lap, teaching them how to shoot guns. The guys who never came home don't ever get that. They gave it all up, and they deserve their own special day. Monday, Memorial Day, is about the fallen, okay? Only about the fallen. Don't water it down with your politeness, all right? All right, now, let's get obnoxious for a minute. So, just a recap. Maybe you missed the news. Maybe you missed a couple shows from earlier this week. But so let me just set this up. First of all, let's do remember that Democrats tried so hard to forcibly remove Donald Trump's name off of the ballot that it got all the way to the Supreme Court, who felt the need to do a rush job judgment on it because Democrats were pressing the issue so hard. Democrats, on their own, after Trump had legally qualified to be on the ballot everywhere, Democrats tried to have him removed from the ballot so he couldn't be elected president of the United States of America. The issue went all the way to the Supreme Court. A 100% Democrat operation. Okay? Just, I'm going to remind you of that. Now, let's go to Ohio. What happened in Ohio? Well, the Biden campaign is it's headed up by Joe Biden. So you have a pretty good idea of how efficient that campaign must run and when Joe Biden's running it. So Joe Biden's campaign somehow, some way, completely on their own. I cannot stress this enough. Completely on their own, with no Republican malfeasance, no Republican ops, no Republican anything. The Democrats, Joe Biden campaign, missed a critical deadline they should have known about in the, I don't know if we're still calling Ohio a swing state. I guess we can for our purposes. It's pretty red now. But in the once critical swing state of Ohio, they missed a deadline and Joe Biden's name would not be on the ballot. This was announced, I think it was Wednesday. They said, oh my gosh, he missed a deadline. By the law, his name is no longer on the ballot. And I watched every single person on the right that day laugh and celebrate. Ah, we got him now. Woo! Joe Biden screwed. Ah, this is so great. Look what happened to Joe Biden. And do you remember what Daddy Jesse came on that night and said? In case you don't remember, don't worry. I had the guys pull it. It was a little bit longer and more condescending than this, if you can imagine. But here's the end of
hey,
it.
Hey, Chris, go ahead and write this one down. Joe Biden's going to be on the ballot in Ohio.
All right. Look, death, taxes, and the GOP grabbing their ankles every time they have a chance at a win. Those are the only three guarantees in life. Joe Biden's going to be on the ballot in Ohio. After all, that's not who we are. Don't you love that line? That's not who we are. Yeah. So yesterday, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine came out in response to the fact that, do I need to remind you that Senator Whitehouse out of Ohio, because Ohio is a pretty red state now, he's in bad trouble of losing his seat. And if Joe Biden's name was not on the ballot, the presidential ballot, it would really hurt Whitehouse's chances of getting reelected in Ohio. So we not only may have picked up the presidency, but a critical Senate seat. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine came out yesterday and said this.
The Senate has passed several bills that would remedy this situation. However, the House of Representatives has failed to do this. The legislature had session yesterday and again failed to take any action. This is simply unacceptable. Ohio is running out of time to get Joe Biden, the sitting president of the United States, on the ballot this fall. Failing to do so is simply not acceptable.
I'm actually not going to do what you think I'm going to do, what I normally would do here, and what I honestly I'm tempted to do, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to destroy Mike DeWine. I already hate Mike DeWine. I don't need any more help. I hated Mike DeWine before this for all his COVID tyrant stuff. So I'm not going to destroy Mike DeWine. I'm actually not even going to destroy the low T GOP, although I could, and I'm tempted to do so. I'm genuinely tempted to do so, but we do that enough. It's Friday. I'm in a great mood today. So I'm going to take a different tactic this time. We're going to come at this from a little bit of a different angle. Why does this always happen? Why do the communists fight to win and the GOP gives them a win every time? Why does it work that way? There are a bunch of different reasons, but there's one we need to talk about that's kind of different. We'll do that in just a moment. Before we do that, let's do this. Let's talk about your retirement. Do you have an IRA, a 401k? Do you have one with any money left in it? If you do, then you should probably protect it. You know, we insure everything, don't we? Insure our homes, insure our cars, we insure our bodies with health insurance, life insurance. Do you have any protection in your IRA, 401k? I'm talking about precious metals. You see, that stock you have, that bond you have, it may come, it may go, but gold and silver last forever. Thousands and thousands of years, they've had incredible value, and they still do, and you could make that part of your retirement. That way, when the bubble goes pop, you're not left with nothing. How do you do that? I don't know. I could never do it. It's too much paperwork. I don't know. Oxford Gold Group not only does it, they make it easy for you. Call 833-995-GOLD and let Oxford Gold Group make it easy for you. All right? 833-995-GOLD. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I just want to thank Jewish producer Chris for playing Linda Ronstadt, who he insulted. Don't think we've all forgotten about you. Yes, you did insult Chris. Don't think anyone's let that go, by the way. Chris insults Linda Ronstadt, who is an American legend and has a wonderful voice. Anyway, setting that aside, we're going to have a talk for a second, and it's a different kind of a talk than we normally do. Of course, Ohio, Joe Biden's not on the ballot. Ohio's GOP did exactly what I told you they were going to do. They're going to scramble to hand a victory back to Democrats. Democrats bent over backwards trying to get Trump off the ballot, took it all the way to the Supreme Court. Joe Biden actually is off the ballot, courtesy of only his own screw-ups, and the GOP is going to clean up his spilled milk for him. Now, we're going to set aside the uniparty talk we usually have. We're actually going to set aside the low-T GOP talk we usually have, although all those things are applicable in this case. We're going to come at this from a different angle, an angle that I think might help some of the normies out there. Maybe you're a norm. Maybe you're a norma. You're one of the people who you're just kind of getting interested, involved in politics, a little confused why you're seeing what you're seeing. Why are things happening the way they're happening? So let's talk about this. There's a social media post, actually, by a guy, billionaire dude. Bill Ackman is his name. I don't know him. I don't know him from Adam. I do know he's a billionaire, former lefty. When he watched all the pro-Hamas stuff, he's since kind of come over to the right-hand side. And either way, this is what he said on a social media post. It wasn't in response to this. It was in response to this nutball judge who thinks dudes should be able to shower with women, whatever. But this is what he said. He said, "What has happened to America? When did our judges lose all of their judgment? How is it that the far left-wing ideologies have overtaken basic common sense and judgment?" And this is how he finishes it, and maybe this hits you. I'll tell you, it hit me for at one point in my life. He said, "How did this happen? How did I not see this happening? How did I not see this happening? How did this happen? How did I not see this happening?" So if you are one of those norms or normas, or you know one, let me speak to you and about you for a moment.
I want to give you some grace, and I want you to give yourself some grace. I was so naive, I didn't know. Look, I've been naive a million times in my life. I'm sure I'm still naive about some things. I was naive, I didn't know. I didn't always know Democrats were communists trying to burn down the country. I didn't know. I had an awakening over a period of years. I didn't know. How did I not see this happening? Well, normalcy. Normalcy. We want to return to normalcy. We want things to be normal. Have you ever said those words? Have you ever heard those words and agreed with them? Of course you have. I just want things to get back to normal. Why is everything weird? I want things to be normal. Well, where the confusion lies is what we're facing. That's one point of the confusion. So there's 2 points of confusion normies go through. The first one is what exactly they're facing, what we're up against. And more importantly, and we'll get into both these things here, and then we'll get on to other Ask Dr. Jesse questions. What does it take to fix it? What does it take to stop it? So first of all, and we're going to make this real short because you already know this. You listen to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're not dealing with Democrats. Please stop with that. Yes, I know your uncle might be a Democrat, a Southern Democrat. He's pro-life. He goes to church, but he's kind of a union guy, so he votes Democrat. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the people who control the Democrat Party, the media, Hollywood, the education system, and the federal government. These are not Democrats. These are communists. These are cultural Marxists. They don't have just kind of a different view on how to fix things. That's one of the most naive things you can ever say or believe. Well, I mean, we all want the border secure. We just have different views on how to do it. No, we don't. Don't shut up with that. Grow up with that. No, we don't. We don't have kind of different views about it. I want a wall 1,000 foot high, a moat, machine gun nests in a minefield, and I want people on the border to be turned away at gunpoint because I believe if that happens one time, then they'll go tell the others and people will stop coming to destroy my country. That's what I want. This is what they
want. Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
We don't want the same things. I want my country to be strong and prosperous. I want you, and more importantly, I want your children and my children to be safe and free. I want our border secure. I want our dollar to be strong. I want to pay less than $6 for a pound of burger. I want a normal country, just like you want, a normal, strong, wonderful country. The communists who are destroying it want exactly the opposite. They've written this down a million times. They've been caught on tape saying things like this. Every now and then you'll get one of the younger radicals in the Biden White House or Pelosi's office or one of these commie nutball activists who will just come right out and say, America sucks, I hate it, death to America, burn it down. We don't just have different versions of how we want to solve problems. I want to solve problems, they want to cause them. So that's the what. Okay, let's set aside the first thing. I said there were two things that Normie doesn't understand. He doesn't understand what he's facing. But more importantly, he doesn't understand what it takes to fix it. And so how did this happen? How did I not see this happening? Let's talk about that and what it takes to fix it. Next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We are live here. I will get to the ATF stuff. There's a bunch of that stuff I actually want to tackle after I get through this first question. And we're going to get to other Ask Dr. Jesse stuff. But we're talking about, in case you're just joining us, normies, norms out there. They're having an awakening, slowly but surely. They're having an awakening, some of them. Maybe you are one of them. Waking up, looking around. How did everything get so crazy? What happened? Why can't we return to normal? I want normalcy. What about normal? Normal. Where are the norms? We need norms back. What happened to the norms? Okay, so let's talk about it. First, as I said, there are two things they don't get. They don't get what they're facing. This is a critical step. I don't mean to gloss over it. I just have other stuff I want to get to, and I want to focus on step two. But if you don't accomplish step one, then step two doesn't matter. Unless you accept that you share a country with people who are trying to burn it down, if that's too far for you, that's over the top, then you will constantly be confused and shocked. Whenever, maybe this is you, or maybe you know people like this. Can you believe what we're doing? I'm shocked at what we're doing. If you've ever said that, you don't get it yet. I'm never shocked. I'm not never shocked. Every time I see one of these people doing something, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much what I would do if I was trying to burn down the country. All right, so that's step one. Forget about that. Understand what you're dealing with. But step two, what does it take to fix it? So picture this. My household, just make it about mine. My household. Tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, I think by the grace of God, I believe we don't have any practices. Oh, wait a minute. No, the boys do have a freaking practice at 9 a.m. Okay, so before the boys practice at 9 a.m., it's 8 o'clock. Me, wife, kids, we're up. We're in the kitchen. We have a house. It's not some fancy things, just a house. We're in our kitchen. I'm making some eggs. The wife's making some other homemade bread stuff or whatever, talking with the boys, joking, doing life. Front door gets kicked in. 50 bikers come storming in the house. They start looting the place. They're hitting us. They're stuffing jewelry and TVs and the car. They're just trashing the place, stealing everything they can. Okay, so what happened? We had a situation that was normal, that was as it should be, and now some very, very evil people, there are evil people, evil is real, some very evil people have decided they are going to take advantage of this situation that is normal, and they're going to use it to their advantage, and they're going to storm in, and they're going to blow up the normalcy of it. Now, in that exact moment, my very human instinct, inclination would be, on top of everything else, the anger, the whatever, on top of everything else, what do I want in that moment? What do I want? I want it to go back to normal. We were just having scrambled eggs, and the wife had some of her homemade sourdough bread, and we had the bacon on, and we were laughing with the boys, and we had to say a prayer before a meal. It was so normal a second ago, and now it's not normal. I want to go back to normal. You want to go back to normal. You want to go back to being able to watch Friday night TV with your kids without seeing a tranny on the next Gillette commercial. You want to go back to living in a country where Democrats and Republicans may have different views on how to secure the border, but at least one party doesn't want to open it. You want to go back to a country where you can afford eggs. You want normal. I'm in my house. The bikers are here. They're stealing my stuff. I want normal. But how do I get normal? How do I get back to normal? I'm there. The bikers are there. Wife's there crying, getting hit. Kids are getting beat up. Our stuff's getting stolen. I also want to return to normal. Do I return to normal by ignoring the bikers? Sitting down at the counter and just eating my eggs? Oh, honey, don't worry about those guys. No biggie. Is that how I return to normal? Well, no. Now, because the situation has become abnormal, not my fault, not your fault, you didn't do this to your country, but because the situation has become abnormal, now I'm going to have to do some abnormal things in order to get back to normal. I can't normal my way back to normal once the enemy has decided to make it abnormal. I can't nice the bikers out of my house. You can't nice this communist filth out of your country. You must now do things you never had to do before. You have to act in certain ways that you never had to act before. Almost undoubtedly, you're going to have to do things that make you uncomfortable, things you don't want to do. Maybe you're even saying to yourself right now, but I shouldn't have to blank, fill in the blank, whatever it is. You ever said things like that? I sure have in my life. I shouldn't have to blank. And let me just level with you right here. You're right. You shouldn't have to become an activist to try to salvage the United States of America. You shouldn't have to share a country with these friggin' demons. You shouldn't have to. I know, but you do. Suck it up. That's life. The reason people like Mike DeWine and the GOP so often fail is no matter how insane, abnormal, ravenous the dirty communists become in this country, they simply can't fathom the abnormality of it, and they just want to act normal, and they just believe if they just act normal, then the other guys will act normal. And I think the last year, Democrats have tried to remove Trump from the ballot and assassinate Brett Kavanaugh, and the Ohio governor is aghast that Joe Biden's own screw-up might keep him off the ballot.
The Senate has passed several bills that would remedy this situation. However, the House of Representatives has failed to do this. The legislature had session yesterday and again failed to take any action. This is simply unacceptable.
You can't normal your way back to normal. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. The bikers are in the house. They're stealing your stuff. You didn't want that. I didn't want that. I didn't choose this situation. Nevertheless, this is the situation we have been handled. Now that the bikers in the house are in the house, I need to go shoot them. I need to call the cops. I have to grab a knife. I have to do things I wasn't doing 5 minutes earlier. 5 minutes earlier, I was having scrambled eggs and bacon and sourdough bread and loving on the kids and harassing my wife. Now I'm shooting people and calling the cops. I didn't want this situation. I didn't ask for this. You didn't ask for this. But one thing we cannot do, we can't normal the bikers out of the house. It doesn't work that way. They're in the house. They're trashing the house. Now we have to dig in. How did this happen? How did I not see this happening? It happened because the people who hate the country were more committed to burning it down than the people who love the country were committed to preventing them from doing so. We convinced ourselves forever that we were just kind of sharing a country. Oh, we all put our pants on the same way. We all kind of want the same things. We convinced ourselves of that for so long, despite all the evidence to the contrary, because we just wanted to be normal. But life ain't normal. And we're not dealing with normal people. We're dealing with people who have to be defeated. And we can't do that normally. So kindly, GOP, please, please find your guts. I'm begging you to. We can't normie our way out of this. All right? All right. All right, you know what? As long as I'm doing King Cynic, let's talk about this Trump Bronx thing that's a lot of people are talking about right now. Trump, big rally in the Bronx, bunch of people are like, I love Trump, I'm a Democrat, but I'm voting for him. And again, it has the right, well, you know what? We'll talk in a moment. Before we talk about that, let's talk about your betting. Your betting, man. You spend one-third of your life in bed. One-third of it. How good your betting? When you crawl into your sheets, when you lay your head down on your pillow, do you still say, oh my gosh, this is glorious? I do. I have the brand new MyPillow, the one with the Giza fabric. My head doesn't get hot anymore. Did you know that MyPillow has a $25 extravaganza sale right now, and that Primo MyPillow, no matter what size or loft level you pick, is $25? Go get you the best pillow ever, okay? They have a bunch of stuff on sale for $25. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I'm going to get to so many things like teaching your kids to play music, like I know anything about that, some dimes looking to meet some people out there. How do the elites expect to protect themselves now that they're flooding the country with all the barbarians? All that, we're going to get to the ATF stuff next hour. In fact, I'm going to try to get to that 10 minutes from now. I want to get that done so then we can go back to having fun, but I just... As long as I'm being cynic, Jesse, I just want to do this really quickly. And I'm not trying to pour cold water over the whole thing, but Trump is stuck in New York City right now with this trial. He wants to be campaigning in swing states, but he's stuck in New York City, and he's making the most of it. He's having rallies there. Hey, we're going down to the Bronx. We're meeting people. What else is he going to do, right? And Trump's a New York guy anyway, so he's going to naturally get along with people in New York City. He's been a New York guy forever. He's Mr. New York. He always has been. So he's having this rally in the Bronx, and CNN and all these people, they're going down to this Trump rally, and they're talking to people, and they're talking to Democrats who are going to vote Trump, and black people who are going to vote Trump, and immigrants who are going to vote Trump. And, well, here's some of the CNN stuff.
What was the crowd like, and what kind of response did he get?
Well, certainly a bigger crowd than I think Democrats would like to see, particularly given this is one of the bluest counties in the entire country. Now, one of the things that was interesting to me is that the Trump campaign said that they were going to micro-target to get people from the community to come to this rally. I wasn't sure what to expect. I've gone to a lot of these rallies across the country, and there are often people who travel hundreds of miles to see Donald Trump, and they're not necessarily part of the community. However, one of the things that I found was that there were a lot of people here that were actually from the Bronx.
Okay. Now, before I go cynic, Jesse, I do want to say this. That is a good thing and a good sign. It is a good thing that people are out there, that people who don't normally vote Republican or don't normally vote against Democrats, they're showing up at Trump rallies. I'm a Democrat, I'm voting for Trump. I'm an immigrant, I'm voting for Trump. I'm this or that. That is a good thing. It shows an awakening. It shows an increase in support. It does. It's a good thing. Let me clarify that. But the right, as we've talked about many, 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 many times, the right doesn't necessarily know what winning is. We take little losses and we consider them to be wins instead of going out and seeking out wins. We've lost for so long. The culture's only gone left. The economy's only gone left. Everything's gone left for so long that we don't truly understand what winning is. It's like the Trump mugshot in Georgia. By the grace of God, that case blew up because Fannie Willis can't keep her clothes on. But they were going to send Donald Trump to state prison in Georgia, and the right spent an entire day celebrating because his mugshot looked cool. We don't know what winning actually is. The communists will take our guy, our nominee, and they'll throw chains on him and throw a mugshot on the internet, and we'll celebrate because it looks good. That's not winning. That's not winning at all. That's losing while looking cool. That's not winning. People are saying, well, this guy in the Bronx or this guy in the Bronx loves Donald Trump. Okay, well, that's fine. I'm glad you found some people in the Bronx who like Donald Trump. That's not surprising. But Donald Trump isn't going to win New York. He's not going to win New York City. Anyone who says things like that to you is an idiot or a liar. These things are not going to happen. We still have the president, well, I should say the former president of the United States of America, and maybe the next president of the United States of America. He is still trapped with a bogus trial in New York City. He is physically trapped in New York City. He's unable to go out and campaign in the swing states that will decide the election. New York ain't deciding nothing. Neither is my state. Neither is Texas. I guarantee you, cross my heart and hope to die, I know how Texas is going to go this November, and I know where New York's going to go this November. They have managed to trap the Republican nominee for president in New York, and the right is pretending as if, well, he can win it. Well, Trump might win New York. Look at these crowds. Oh, gosh. Please gag me with that. He needs to be in swing states, and he knows it, and he can't get out. It's not a win. It is not a win that you track down a couple thousand people in the Bronx who found out that they like Donald Trump and hate Joe Biden. And don't get me wrong, I'm glad they're there. And I'm glad he's doing the rally. It's the only thing he can do. He has to campaign somehow. Good for him and good for all those people for showing up. But these are not wins and this is not power. Who is the rep from the Bronx again? AOC is her name. AOC sails to re-election now every single time. But we'll mash up some video of this guy in the Bronx and that guy in the Bronx. I hate Democrats. I'm voting Trump now. We're like, woo, we're taking back the Bronx. But that's not power. Do any of those people actually show up and vote? Do any of those people become activists? Are they out there registering voters, knocking on doors, get out the vote effort, donating money? Are they putting in the work? No. I've said this before, and this is from me who has encouraged you many times, and I'm encouraging you now to go to rallies. Go to a Trump rally. I don't like Trump. I don't care. Go to a Trump rally. His people are wonderful. You'll love the people. Go to a gun rights event. Go to a gun show. Go get out and go to these things. So I like the fact that these rallies exist, but rallies are not political power, and rallies do not translate into political power. And I don't care how many thousands of people show up on one day in the Bronx to wave a MAGA flag and celebrate Donald Trump. That sounds really good. What are you going to do from there? What are you going to do from there? Rallies are not politics. They're not get out the vote. They're not registering voters. They're not running for office. They're not working for candidates. I promise you, whether Trump wins or loses in November, a 5,000-person rally in the Bronx will mean nothing in the end. Not a thing. So, yes, feel good about it. That's fine. Can we stop pretending losses are wins? Please. Please. Now, we're moving on from that. We're going to trash the ATF, which is one of my favorite things to do in the world, and then we're going to get into all these Ask Dr. Jesse questions. But first, let's do this. Let's talk about you and your feet. Your feet ever hurt? No, I don't want to see your feet. Please don't send me any pictures of your feet. Do your feet ever hurt? Every now and then, at the end of the day, your feet hurt, don't they? Back hurts, neck hurts. What do you do with all that pain? Because pain comes with life, definitely comes with age. Joints don't last forever. Muscles don't last forever. It just doesn't. So what do? Well, you can go grab the ibuprofen bottle and liquefy your kidneys. You can just try to ignore the pain, and then you're snapping at your husband or your wife, and soon you're in a big fight and you're eating cold TV dinners. Or you can just start taking Relief Factor every day. What does it do? Well, it's natural. It's not drugs. It's natural. It's all natural stuff. It helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. That's what Relief Factor does for you. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF and get some, or go to relieffactor.com. All right? Relieffactor.com. We're going to dog on the ATF, and then we'll do Ask Dr. Jesse next.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.